From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will raise the issue of crimes committed by workers from U.S. military bases in a meeting with President Barack Obama on Wednesday ahead of the Group of Seven or G7 summit. VOA's Steve Herman explains why this latest crime has garnered so much attention.
The U.S. has a very heavy presence on Okinawa. 15 of the 23 U.S. bases in Japan are located on the main island of Okinawa. And this all really harkens back very bitter memories to around 1995 when some Japanese schoolgirls were raped by U.S. military personnel on Okinawa.
A Ukrainian pilot held in Russian custody has been released. Nadiya Shevchenko arrived in Kiev on Wednesday after spending nearly 2 years in a Russian prison. The 35-year-old Army helicopter pilot was released as part of an apparent prisoner swap with Moscow, with two alleged Russian soldiers leaving Ukraine earlier in the day. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday said the widows of two Russian journalists killed in eastern Ukraine had asked him to pardon the Ukrainian pilot. Putin said in televised remarks that he hoped her release will help reduce tension in the Ukraine conflict and avoid new loss of life. Eurozone finance ministers say they have reached a major breakthrough in negotiating the latest debt relief deal for Greece after hours of discussion in Brussels on Tuesday. Greece will receive the first part of an $11.4 billion bailout in June, following EU approval of its most recent reform efforts. Greece's current public debt is about 180% of its gross domestic product. This is VOA News. A court in Azerbaijan on Wednesday ordered a prominent award-winning investigative journalist to be released on probation following a storm of international protests about her case, which has widely been seen as an attempt to silence a critical voice. Khadija Ismailova has become a symbol of defiance praised by human rights and free speech organizations around the world. Her supporters say her conviction and prison sentence were retribution for her reports on alleged corruption involving President Ilham Aliyev and his family in the oil-rich former Soviet Republic on the Caspian Sea. In September of 2015, a court in Azerbaijan convicted Ismailova, a contributor to U.S. government-funded Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, on several financial crimes and sentenced her to 7 years in prison. On Wednesday, the court ruled to replace that with a 3-year suspended sentence and ordered her release on probation. The Afghan Taliban has chosen a successor to its late leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, killed in a U.S. drone strike on Saturday in southwest Pakistan. Reports say Haibatullah Akhundzadeh has been tapped as leader, while Sirajuddin Haqqani and Mullah Yaqub have been designated as deputy leaders. Thomas Rodig of the Kabul-based Afghanistan Analysis Network said the new leader is not very well known outside of the Taliban.
The new leader, Maulawi, which is a religious title indicating higher Islamic studies, Maulawi Haibatullah Akhundzadeh, is not a very well-known person. On the other hand, he has been in the Taliban movement from the very beginning and also had occupied a couple of important positions. He comes from the Taliban judiciary, in which he served when the Taliban were in power here in Kabul between 1996 and 2001.
The daughter of a Hong Kong bookseller who briefly vanished last year is accusing China of holding her father under unofficial and illegal detention. Angela Goy, the daughter of publisher Goy Min-hai, told lawmakers on the U.S. Congressional Executive Commission on China Tuesday that her father was abducted by Chinese security agents while he was on vacation in Thailand last October, despite the fact that he holds a Swedish passport. The elder Goy was not seen or heard from until January, when he appeared on Chinese state television and revealed that he entered China to face charges for a fatal car accident more than a decade before. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has expanded his coalition government, but the appointment of a hardliner to a senior cabinet post is drawing criticism both at home and abroad. Netanyahu has signed the coalition deal alongside his controversial new partner, ultranationalist Avigdor Lieberman. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.